This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, July 22. Sin's Relentless Attack. Our reading comes from Numbers 25. When Israel was staying in Shittim, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality with Moabite women, who invited them to the sacrifices to their gods. The people ate the sacrificial meal and bowed down before these gods. So Israel yoked themselves to the Baal of Peor, and the Lord's anger burned against them. The Lord said to Moses, "Take all the leaders of these people, kill them, and expose them in broad daylight before the Lord, so that the Lord's fierce anger may turn away from Israel." So Moses said to Israel's judges, "Each of you must put to death those of your people who have yoked themselves to the Baal of Peor." Then an Israelite man brought into the camp a Midianite woman right before the eyes of Moses and the whole assembly of Israel while they were weeping at the entrance to the tent of meeting. When Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw this, he left the assembly, took a spear in his hand, and followed the Israelite into the tent. He drove the spear into both of them, right through the Israelite man and into the woman's stomach. Then the plague against the Israelites was stopped. But those who died in the plague numbered 24,000. The Lord said to Moses, "Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned my anger away from the Israelites. Since he was as zealous for my honor among them as I am, I did not put an end to them in my zeal. Therefore, tell him I am making my covenant of peace with him. He and his descendants will have a covenant of a lasting priesthood, because he was zealous for the honor of his God and made atonement for the Israelites. The name of the Israelite who was killed with the Midianite woman was Zimri, son of Salu, the leader of a Simeonite family. And the name of the Midianite woman who was put to death was Cozbi, daughter of Zur, a tribal chief of a Midianite family. The Lord said to Moses, "Treat the Midianites as enemies and kill them. They treated you as enemies when they deceived you in the Peor incident involving their sister Cozbi, the death of a Midianite leader, the woman who was killed when the plague came as a result of that incident." In this story, we see that Israel brings a curse and plague on itself. And in Numbers 31:16, we learn that it was Balaam who advised their enemies to seduce the Israelites in this way. So the men of Israel fell into sexual relationships with the women of Moab and bowed down to their gods, and the Lord's anger burned against them. This story reminds us that if sin is not able to get a foothold in one area of our life, it will try to lodge itself in another. We have enemies that relentlessly attack us, such as the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature. They will not stop. When we're spiritually strong in one area, they look for a weakness in another area. To resist these attacks, we need to be vigilant and humble. We need to be alert to sin's power and the devil's schemes. We need to know our weaknesses, and we need to cry out to God for help. For Israel, the action of Phinehas, the priest, brought atonement for the people's sins. For us, Jesus has become our faithful high priest. His blood atones for our failures, and his intercessions secures our Father's favor. Where do you feel vulnerable? Where are you tempted? Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Go to Jesus for help. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, protect us from the schemes of our enemies. Help us to stand firm and be faithful to you. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.